I might be a little frustrated right now because this is literally the third time that I've had to record this episode. The thing is, it's a small inconvenience because I know that this too shall pass. Why is it the third time I've had to record this? Because the normal service that I use has been expanded so that people who are staying at home, who are needing to teach kids, who are teaching classes to run their business and keep it going, they are now using it. And I'm so happy that they are. But it's these small things that are building up that are so frustrating and making us maybe just a little bit crazy. If you're a regular listener, you'll notice that this episode is late. The last 15 days have been really freaking intense. However, I work from home and normally I'm doing my regular thing. In fact, my schedule and how I live my life hasn't changed that drastically, but typically I work from co-working spaces at coffee shops or my local library branch. In fact, I am with people a lot more often than you would think as a self-employed person. I hang out with friends who are self-employed as well or just have flexible schedules. I go to dance class or I see my mom or hang out in the mountains. When I feel like taking a break from other people, then I do. But right now is really different. As more and more venues close due to an abundance of caution, I find myself so thankful for the lifestyle that I've created. So when I decided to take my favorite hip-hop fitness class last Saturday, I found myself almost in tears halfway through the class. I was confronted with the realization that the stress of the whole coronavirus situation had really begun to get to me, even though I hadn't verbalized it. And honestly, I was just exhausted and am exhausted by the whole situation. But let's be real, I'm exhausted by the last 4 years in the United States, and 2020 in particular has been extra in all the wrong ways. Because I noticed that I wasn't the only person feeling stressed out, I thought it was important to share some thoughts on managing mindset during this ridiculously intense time. In order to go to the show notes, make sure to go to michellesmoneyhungry.com/how-to-manage-your-mindset. Again, it's michellesmoneyhungry.com/how-to-manage-your-mindset. Grab your coronavirus and recession planning toolkit from freaked out to back in control, which is available now. It is obvious that we're about to hit a recession if we are not currently in it now. Even Steve Mnuchin mentioned this as well. If you're feeling overwhelmed by all the things you need to think about, grab that kit. You can go to the show notes to access it. Find yourself asking if the whole world is being punked? I ask myself that question sometimes. As I furiously wash my hands and lotion them throughout the day, I also find myself asking the other question, which is, which one of you assholes wasn't washing your hands before? How gross are you? Regardless, we're in this together, and I'm finding out that people's true natures are starting to really show. And I'm going to remember that for after this time passes. So be aware that we're watching how you are, how you treat other people, as well as myself. Like, who am I as a human being in a moment like this? Regardless, we are in this together, and I'm finding myself seeking information that answers my seemingly endless questions, watching hilarious TikTok videos, and reading all of the funny Twitter threads. Shout out to Gen X, who's been preparing for this moment our entire lives. So how would we, or how should we manage our mindset during this time so that we stay sane? And I'm not a therapist. This show is entertainment purposes only. Obviously, we always have to do a disclaimer during a show like this. First, remember this too shall pass. A couple of months from now, or even quite honestly, a couple of years from now, we're going to talk about this time like it was a bad dream. Like a bad freaking dream. There's a hip hop song by Biggie Smalls. It was all a dream. We'll talk about it like that. Anyway, And hopefully we won't ever have an experience like this again in our lifetimes. Acknowledge that this time is freaking stressful. My local news channels have begun requesting and showing pictures of people's happy moments, like getting engaged, their kids, puppies are huge here, sunrises and sunsets, the mountains. Like, spend time looking at positive things in your life. Journal and focus on gratitude. Acknowledge that there are things that are good in your life, even when times are hard. Turn off social media. It's so, so tempting to stay online all day long to, quote unquote, stay in the loop. But really, maybe this is the moment to set a timer and get on social media for 10 or 15 minutes a day and call it and just get off quickly. Even though that sounded funny in the way that I just said that. If it's nice outside, go for a walk and get some freaking fresh air. I've actually made a point of working from my favorite patios in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, a lot of the patios are starting to shut down, but I still have access to a park. And so that just might be where I go. And even though I'm not next to people, I'm close to people. And that's important. Journal in general about what's in your head just to get it out of it. Schedule an appointment with your therapist if they're able to work with you virtually. Work out and get your endorphins going. I've actually begun to lose weight even though I haven't worked out, and I think it's because I'm not snacking as much outside of the house. Part of the reason why my dance class was so emotional for me was how good I felt at the end of the actual class. My dance studio closed for now, but is hosting the same classes online. So the service that I use for my podcast, it also records video. And I am so thankful for the fact that they're doing that. So the small inconvenience of having to find a different service to record my show, you know, as things settle down, totally fine with that, because now I can watch my teacher today in real time and take my class. And I'm totally fine with that. If you're a person of faith, look into online services. Help others. There might be people who really need your help. And it's important that for those of us who are well without getting close to other people, we can help others. And ways to help other people could be sharing blog posts that have helpful information, buying gift cards from your local retailers, coffee shops and restaurants in particular, which are struggling during this time. Organizing virtual happy hours, like just do what you can to help people stay in the loop and feel like they're in the loop. If you have a pet or you're a pet lover, you could help people with their pets, or you could just play with your own. Check in with the people in your life because the people that you least expect may be struggling and not saying anything. Elderly family members, neighbors, or friends, parents, all of my parent friends, and I mean parent friends who have kids, they are exhausted. Like, they were not planning on having their kids with them all day long while also trying to work or look for work because maybe their work has been affected in a negative way. Your actual parents. So I am concerned about my mom. I'm very concerned. She hasn't been, I think, as emotionally healthy as I want her to be. And this is not good. So just really checking in and spending time with her and making sure that she's okay. The medical personnel in your life, oh my God, like they're under immense pressure. The people working at the grocery stores. Now, I'm one of those people who talks to everyone, like my coffee shop. This is why I get a lot of free stuff, by the way. But anyway, I talk to everyone. But the people at the grocery store and at the coffee shops and just having those little conversations, it means a lot to them in general because we're human beings. And I think that that was something that has been missing for a while is people connecting with people. Make a point of doing that. Finally, singles. I'm not booed up, so I don't have anyone to talk to in my house or accidentally get pregnant with. There are going to be a lot of babies at the end of this year. I laugh, but I'm being really serious. Like, what else are you going to do? finally, distance yourself from toxic people. Things are stressful enough without dealing with their drama. Tell them that you're social distancing in all areas of your life. They just don't need to know that you're removing yourself from them because they're toxic. I am sending you good vibes. I want you to find joy in each moment. This too too shall pass. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to like and subscribe. Let me know the type of content that you're looking for. Send me an email at michellesmoneyhungry@gmail.com. I wish you all the best.